Next item is going to be public forum, so I will not close any speaker cards for a public forum, and I do have one speaker, Mr. Schimmick.
Good morning, everyone. Steve Schimmick, the Auto Pressure Member of Trustee Bill Beaver. As we move through the day today, highlighting the issues of nitrate contamination in our groundwater and surface water, I want to hope that you will not lose sight that there are two issues affecting our waters, and those issues include both toxicity and nitrates in our waters. The issue of toxicity is especially important to the environmental folks who are working on these issues, as this impacts the possibility of steelhead, healthy streams, and frankly, I hate to see the day that we end up with lots of clean nitrate-free water, but everything's dead. Many of our surface waters on the Central Coast are toxic. The issue of past ag work focused on diazinon and chlorpyrifos, two pesticides that were being phased out even before the order was passed. And then also with the move from methyl bromide as a fumigant, strawberries, and using neonicotinoids, a pesticide that is more persistent in the environment than other pesticides, and the breakdown products are still toxic. Another agency, a sister agency, did testing of surface waters that were considered, some which were considered toxic, others which were not considered toxic. They found, by testing the entire suite of toxicity, not just looking for organophosphates, but looking for everything, they found 8 out of 8 samples were toxic, where your program, the agricultural program, I think it was 3 out of 8 were toxic. So in other words, when you looked close, everything was toxic. So, and that's an overstatement. I don't mean to say that every single water in the state in the Central Coast is toxic, but within this study, which was reported to you in the executive officer's report, I believe, in May. In your own documentation. So thank you. Please keep sight of toxicity as well as the issue of nutrients. Thank you.
And Mr. Schmidt, was this public comment? You didn't...
Yes, it is. I apologize for my delay in getting to you. It's early in the morning. Seldom does the Ag Matter ever show this early on your agenda.
Well, we're in the generous mood, so we'll let you get 3 minutes.
Thank you very much, Chairman Wolf. Kirk Schmidt, Central Coast Water Quality Preservation. Last summer, Sarah Lopez and I appeared before you to discuss the data system used by the state to assimilate the CMP data, and because that was well noticed in advance, the state was current at that moment, and we were optimistic that our data would be available to the public by now. Unfortunately, since last summer we submitted our data to CalDEX, which then uploads it to CEDIN eventually. Since last summer, they've added in the winter an additional data checker, so that after the data cleared CalDEX, that then had to clear the swamp checker, and so that required additional tweaking because there are different parameters in the swamp checker. So we were able to overcome those, which further delayed the data upload. Recently, they've decided to add a third checker to upload what is the equivalent of an Excel spreadsheet into an Access database, which has to be formatted differently than an Excel spreadsheet, which is what we've been using for the last 10 years, which has caused additional delay. And just a month and a half ago, they have added a manual check after that of new criteria that has never been disclosed and is not prior to that and is not conforming to our QAP or to the MRP. We are hopeful that some data will eventually be published through SWAMP so that it is available to the public. As to our regular water quality monitoring that's done on a monthly basis, it's only up as of 2013. The toxicity data is up for 2013 to 2014. The rest of the data, which we have been submitting on a quarterly basis and met every single one of our deadlines, is not available to the public. The CCAMP website has additional data, but your staff has been taking our reports and putting the data in to that website independently of the CalDEX system. And so if there's any influence you have over the state's database, which I know is one of those problems that is difficult to overcome, please use it, because we are going backwards at this point and you still don't have anything more recent than 2013 available to the public.
Thank you, Mr. Schmidt. So this concludes our public forum item.